to Autism Hope Library. I'm really excited to introduce our next guest. Today we have Dr. Chris D'Adamo, who is a research scientist and expertise in synergistic effects of nutrition, healthy lifestyle, environmental exposures, and genetics on human health and wellness. Thank you so much for being here, Chris.
That's my pleasure, Chris. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Well, I know today we're going to be talking about navigating the dietary supplements aisle, which I know is a huge thing. If any of us have ever been in the supplement aisle, we know what that's like. So I think this is going to be a great, great topic for our families watching and listening. Some people watch on our library. Others might be listening on our podcast. So however you guys are tuning in, we are excited to have you guys. So before we get started, what is your background?
Well, where to begin? I guess I'm a nutritional epidemiologist by training. And from someone who took a fair amount of dietary supplements, just as a former athlete and having some health issues that I wanted to address, I came to realize just how confusing and actually, frankly, overwhelming of a landscape it can often be. So I really dedicated the vast majority of my career to doing research. So we do clinical trials on dietary supplements, but also educating physicians and other healthcare professionals on this because they get very little training in medical school or nursing school, wherever else they might be. And then I also oversee our clinical practice where we often use dietary supplements as part of an integrated medicine clinical practice. So it's really, you know, the different dimensions of my career have kind of settled around this area of dietary supplements, and I'm happy to chat with you about it today.
Well, you know, what should someone be looking for in a dietary supplement? I know that's something that we typically get confused on because there's so many different promises and claims and everything looks all sparkly and fun when you're in the aisle.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think generally speaking, you don't choose the most sparkly bottle or the biggest claims and that type of stuff. And that's where I think the marketing can get ahead of the quality. And, you know, it can be confusing because you'll go and you'll see 10 different products with the same ingredient or for the same purpose, or sometimes even many more than that. You know, there's a lot of directions we could go with this, but I think to kind of keep it simple, we want to look for products that have ingredients that have clinical evidence supporting their efficacy. So that's sort of step one. Even more important than that, and this is what our team does, is look for products, the finished product, the actual brand that has, you know, science supporting that. So peer-reviewed publications. And this right there, if you look for that, that eliminates about 99% of the products on the shelves. And then finally, those that have some type of third-party purity verification. So something like the NSF is probably the top of the line. But I think if you look for those types of characteristics, you're going to get good products, and that's going to weed out. Actually, it's going to weed out most of them, but it's going to weed out the bad ones.
And so what dietary supplement research are you currently working on right now?
Well, the clinical trial that we're going to start that I think is most interesting and actually of relevance to your community is kind of Abmacol Extra Strength, which I know is pretty popular in the autism community. So it's got sulforaphane, which, you know, has some really powerful benefits and some good clinical data for autism. And it also has maitake mushroom, which may have some synergy with that. So we're going to look at the ability of this product to help with heat shock proteins, which, you know, your audience may be familiar with, other markers of detoxification and markers of inflammation. So we're really excited about this one and should be getting that going pretty soon.
And how can dietary supplements support immune health specifically? I know that, again, there's just so much confusion still about dietary supplements and how that's really helping.
Yeah, they can do it a number of different ways. Actually, the Abmacol Extra Strength is the one that I take, given the fact that sulforaphane and maitake independently support immune health. So that's a really good one. But there are other ones too. Vitamin D is a really important supplement. You know, we should be getting it. I'm pointing to the sun. Yeah, you can't see here, but we should, as much as we can get good sun, that helps our immune system in a number of different ways. We don't want to burn, of course. But if you live, in Maryland as I do, you know, it's really important to take a vitamin D supplement during the winter. There's vitamin C, zinc. There's a number of these different supplements that work through different mechanisms, you know, because the immune system's a multi-organ system with a lot of different cells. And there's a number of supplements that can help our immune system function properly alongside a lot of other lifestyle habits.
Well, what else can help with the immune system in addition to maintaining overall health and wellness?
Yeah, well, diet is a really good place to start because our diet can either help or hinder our immune function. So we'll just start. The diets that hinder the immune function are those that are really high in sugar, you know, hydrogenated oils, processed foods. We hear about that for metabolism and a lot of other things. But there are specific dietary components that can help. So mushrooms, you know, I mentioned maitake, but there's other mushrooms too. The allium vegetables. So these are things like, you know, onions, garlic. That's an old sort of like traditional remedy for that. These are going to help increase natural killer cells and white blood cells. And then fermented foods. So this is another one too. So this would be things like low sugar yogurts, kefir, the kimchi. You know, there's a lot out there. Sometimes it can be tough to get kids to eat some of those foods. You know, so there are probiotic supplements too. But these all work through slightly different mechanisms that get pretty complicated, but there's a lot that we can do with diet for sure. But then there's other areas too. So things like managing stress. One of the worst things that we can do for our immune system is to have unmanaged stress. So we have cortisol and these stress hormones that really, you know, sort of impair our immune system. So there is stress in life and some people have more than others. But the best we can do to manage that, and it doesn't have to be, you know, what we typically think of as classic stress management, things, but things like, you know, breathing exercises, you know, prayer, spirituality, meditation, or just laughing, dancing, you know, these kind of, whatever's going to get our mind off of our problems can reduce stress. And it's going to be a highly variable, thing, whatever it is. I mean, that's a good way to think of it. Whatever it is that helps you get your mind off of your problems for a while, it could be playing board games or anything like that, is going to help stress. It's going to help the immune system function better. And then last but not least is sleep. Sort of goes hand in hand with that. But, you know, you could probably think of times when being sleep deprived and stressed, you're more likely to get that cold or flu. So sleep is another really important one. There's all kinds of sleep supporting strategies, sleep hygiene, sleep hacks, if you will, that can really help support immune function.
And so when you're talking about all these different things with meditation and sleep and, you know, proper diet, adding that, you know, supplements, some of the ones you were talking about today, that just helps that balance overall. Is that what you're saying?
Definitely. Yeah. It's, you know, you get your sort of healthy lifestyle foundation, but you can add supplements to that to give yourself kind of an added boost. And I think that's the best way to think of it. The supplements alone are probably not going to be enough, just like the lifestyle measures are probably not enough. I think you get the both together and, you know, you're going to give your immune system the best, you know, sort of tools it has to function properly.
And when they're in that aisle and they're navigating everything, I know you talked about making sure looking at the labels, the ingredients, is there a third party check? Is there anything else that, you know, that can maybe help them? I know for me as a parent, I'm always like, oh, if it costs a lot of money, which I've learned is not always the truth. But, you know, in the beginning, especially when you're trying to buy something for your kiddo, you're like, oh, if that costs a lot of money, it must be good. And that's not always the case. So, you know, maybe just a couple tips to leave them with of, you know, as you're navigating, especially if you've ever been to the health food store and there's like aisles and aisles and aisles, or you go on Amazon today and there's just so much to choose from, you know, how, what makes, you know, products like Avmacol stand out and how do we know certain, I guess, certain products are ones that are of good quality and ones that we can trust really.
Sure. So I think the published research is probably the best. The third party lab verification is also very good. But you mentioned cost, and that's an interesting one too, because I know people on the other end of the spectrum that are looking to value shop and say, oh, this one costs 10 cents less. And, you know, I think you value shop maybe for your sponges or paper towels or things like that, not things that you consume and put in your body that have real biological effects. But on the other side, to your point too, just because something's more expensive doesn't mean it's better necessarily, because a lot of times there's really fancy marketing. So cost is kind of a tough one to use as a barometer. You know, I think that the first couple of things, that we talked about, really the only thing, and you get a lot of, you know, you look at particular like probiotics, you want, products that specify the strain, not just the genus and the species. With herbs, you want to have some kind of traceability. You know, you want to have lot numbers on products. That's a lot number, something I didn't talk about before, but that's a way a good company will have that, because it holds themselves accountable. So if there is a problem that the consumer can call and say, look, you know, I had an issue with this. It was lot number 675-34B, And then a good company can go back and find out what happened with that. So that's another, you know, sort of tip to look for when choosing supplements.
I love that. And I think it's sometimes we scare ourselves more than we really need to be. And, you know, one thing I will suggest for anybody watching or listening, often when you get overwhelmed, when you don't know the answer, sometimes you do nothing. And instead of doing nothing, ask the question, reach out to, you know, companies like Admacol or other companies and ask those questions. I know as a mom, sometimes it's not on the label and I don't know, you know, does it have shellfish or does it have nuts? And my son is allergic to both. So if it doesn't state that on the bottle, I pick up the phone and I call before I buy. And so as a consumer, you have that right to call. You have that right to ask questions. But one thing I will say is don't do nothing. And sometimes parents will write me and say, well, I didn't know which thing to buy. So I bought nothing and I did nothing. And there's so many great products out there that can help your immune system, that can help our kiddos feel better. I say this in almost every interview. If a kid can't feel better, they can't do better. And I love the fact that you're taking and putting everything together and saying, hey, it's about balance. And it's about, you know, having a little bit of every piece to that puzzle, whether it be, you know, sleep, whether it be proper nutrition, whether it be trying to reduce your stress. And that goes for not just the kiddos, that goes for the parents too, because our kids can feel everything we do. So that's just my 2 cents on that.
Right on. I think that's more than 2 cents. That's great advice.
Well, thank you so much for being here today, Dr. Damo. I'm never going to say your name right. Say it for me again.
Dadamo.
Dadamo. Yeah. I want everyone to make sure they say it right, too. So Chris was easy because my name's Kristen and your name was Chris. So that was an easy thing.
That's easy. Yep.
But I am so grateful to have you here today, you know, talking and helping our families because we don't know what we don't know. And so we have to learn every step of that way and just feel more comfortable to go into health food markets, go online and shop and know what we're getting. So thank you again for being here and helping us navigate our way through the dietary supplemental aisles.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thank you guys for watching and listening. Until next time. Bye, guys.